Sometimes the most caring word a chaplain can say is the word people are trying hardest to avoid, suicide. When someone sounds hopeless, hints that others would be better off without them, or says they cannot go on, we do not circle the subject. We ask directly.
And that can feel uncomfortable, especially at a bedside or during a quiet spiritual care visit. What does a direct question actually sound like?
Plain and calm. Are you thinking about suicide? You can also say, have you had thoughts of ending your life? Then pause and listen. Avoid relying only on phrases like hurting yourself, because they can mean different things. Clear language reduces ambiguity.
Some practitioners worry that saying suicide might put the idea into someone's mind. Established suicide assessment practice does not support that fear. Asking directly gives the person permission to tell the truth, and it helps the care team respond to actual risk instead of guessing.
This is assessment, not diagnosis or treatment. A chaplain notices warning signs, asks a direct safety question, listens without shock or judgment, and connects the person with qualified clinical support. We work within organizational policy and our scope.
If the person says yes, the next response matters. Stay steady. Thank them for telling you. Ask whether the thoughts are present now, whether they have a plan, whether they have access to what they would use, and whether they expect to act soon. Those answers help determine urgency.
Here is a hospital example. A patient awaiting discharge says, "My family would be better off if I never went home." The chaplain does not offer quick reassurance or turn immediately to prayer. The chaplain says, "When you say that, are you thinking about suicide?"
If the patient says, "Yes, and I know what I would do tonight," the chaplain stays with the patient, follows the hospital's safety protocol, and immediately alerts the appropriate nurse, physician, behavioral health clinician, or emergency response resource. The chaplain does not manage that risk alone.
And confidentiality has limits when immediate safety is at stake. Do not promise to keep suicidal intent secret. Explain with care, "I want to support you, and I need to involve people who can help keep you safe." That is honest, compassionate, and appropriate.
If the person denies current suicidal thoughts, we still take the conversation seriously. We can explore what they meant, identify supports, communicate relevant concerns through proper channels, and document according to policy. A denial does not require interrogation, but it does call for attentive follow-through.
Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, teaches direct asking because chaplains often meet people at moments of fear, loss, pain, and spiritual distress. Our role is not to solve the crisis. Our role is to recognize concern, ask clearly, remain present, and refer responsibly.
The grounded takeaway is simple. Say the word suicide when the signs call for it. Ask calmly, listen closely, assess immediate safety within your training, and activate the care team. Direct language is not cold. In a critical moment, it can be one of the clearest forms of care.